Title of my sermon this morning comes from the first verse in our gospel reading, Love from the Center of Who You Are. And I want to talk this morning about the tension. There is a tension between the secular Memorial Day remembrance and the sacred text which Paul wrote, which is all about love your enemies. Now, sometimes the secular and the sacred in our lives work together. I remember as a youth coming home from midnight mass in Wanamassa, New Jersey. It was on Christmas Eve and watching snow falling gently from the sky. And I remember as a child looking up and thinking those snowflakes looked like angels. And they were announcing the birth of Jesus. And I remember being in Virginia near the Blue Ridge Parkway and as an adult celebrating an Easter sunrise service with the sun coming over the mountains, and that sight filled me with the glory of Jesus rising on Easter morning. I also remember just finishing a graveside eulogy for my father in Cocoa Beach, Florida. And just as I finished this outdoor graveside eulogy, the sun broke through a canopy of thunderclouds and a rainbow filled the sky. So sometimes the secular and the sacred work together. And I will, in the future, remember this May 30th, Memorial Day, in Royal Oak, Maryland, when I attempted to preach on unconditional love and confronting evil with goodness as our secular Memorial Day tribute to those who died in war in service of our country, ran headfirst into the sacred words of our gospel reading. So, dear God, please come into my mind and heart this morning. Help me to resolve this tension. Help me to resolve how we can truly love, how we can truly confront evil, how we can remember that you are at the center of our being, because we are created in your image. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. As it says in verse 1 of our scripture, love from the center of who you are. The poet and author Alice Walker, she wrote The Color Purple, says this: anybody can observe the Sabbath, but making it holy takes the rest of the days of the week. And so this is the tension between the secular and the sacred. How can we make the rest of the days of our weeks holy? How do we love our enemies and still honor our fallen heroes? And the reason this is difficult is because we have an expanded Garden of Eden problem. Now, if you think about it, the Garden of Eden, everybody knows the story. Eve ate the apple. God said not to. They were thrown out of the garden. But it's not just about disobeying God. Because as a result of that, all of the worst human instincts came forth. We fell from God's grace, and we fell into our worst human instincts. We want to be right. We want to fight back. We want to confront bad with our even bigger bad. And sometimes our desire for justice or maybe revenge runs over our commitment to love. And sometimes standing on stubbornness can mean standing on principle. Principle can mean standing on stubbornness. And sometimes fighting to destroy evil leads to more evil. Now, I don't have answers to these conundrums. But as we honor our fallen heroes, we also honor them by looking and thinking and praying for ways that we can lessen the number of fallen heroes we have in the future. The Reverend Peter Marty really has something that just brings this right to the heart of it. These are his words. Paul has effectively taken the gospel of Jesus, and after assessing its core principles, ruled out any use of revenge. Personal vengeance is excluded. But instead of passivity, Paul recommends that we actively bless our enemies with kindness. And here's the really interesting kicker. If everything about you and me belongs to Jesus, then not only is revenge not our right, not our possession to keep, but even the wrongs we suffer do not belong to us. So turn them over to Jesus. Now, until I read Reverend Marty's words, I had never thought before in those terms that even the wrongs we suffer do not belong to us. They belong to God. So this is that tension between the secular and the sacred. Paul, in his words, is encouraging us to live beyond our Garden of Eden instincts and live lives that embrace more than just Sunday love. He's also encouraging us to, every day of the week, live in hope, be patient in suffering, rejoice in forgiveness, and be sustained in prayer. That is a tall order to do. Live in hope, be patient in suffering, rejoice in forgiveness, and be sustained in prayer. So is it possible on this Memorial Day that we can reconcile Paul's words about love with our remembrance of our fallen heroes? And it raises this question, when are we justified sending our loved ones to fight evil and to confront violence with violence? And again, I don't have a short answer for you. And again, I honor all those who have died in service to this country, my family members included. But it also raises questions. Remember several weeks ago on Mother's Day, I read to you a proclamation of Julia Ward Howe. Julia Ward Howe wrote the Battle Hymn of the Republic, which got people stirred up to fight for the cause. But after the Civil War was over, she considered the carnage of that Civil War, and she wrote this as part of her proclamation, I'm just going to excerpt it. "Arise, all women who have hearts, whether your baptism be that of water or tears." Did you catch that? Whether you're baptized in Jesus by water or by your tears because you lost a loved one. Julia Ward Howe goes on, "Our husbands shall no longer come home to us reeking of carnage, and our sons shall no longer be taken from us to unlearn all that we have been able to teach them of charity and patience and mercy. The sword is not the balance of justice, and blood does not wipe out dishonor." There is a lot of tension between the secular and the sacred. It is difficult to balance all of these things. It is difficult for us to rise above our Garden of Eden worst instincts. So all I know to do is go to verse 1 of our scripture once again. Love from the center of who you are. Bruce, could we have that slide? You see, perhaps we are called to love from our center so our love can expand outwards. We love from the center of our creation. God is in us. And after giving everything we have to God, pain and suffering, right and wrong, look at what Paul says in our scripture in verse 10. He takes the closest circle, expanding circles. This is all about geometry. In verse 10, be good friends who love deeply. So Paul is encouraging us to love those closest to us. But the geometry lesson continues in verse 13. Be inventive in hospitality. Love your neighbors. And the lesson continues in verse 14. Bless your enemies. Because you remember Jesus said that God sends the sun and the rain both on the just and the unjust. And then in again, another expanding circle in verse 17, discover beauty in everyone. Paul is telling us to love all people. And so we can take our gospel scripture this morning and we can see it as this geometry lesson. God is calling us to love from our center, the center of our being, our imago Dei, and spread this love in circles outward. You can leave that slide up. So yeah, there's some tension today. I'm feeling the tension. I felt the tension all week as I was writing this sermon. But can the secular and sacred ever work together? And I found a way they can. And the way that I found blew my mind. This is from the Reverend Barbara Taylor. Barbara Brown Taylor, she talks about evil. You know, confronting evil is a great animating force towards taking up arms. But listen to this way of confronting evil. The only way to conquer evil is to absorb it. Take it into yourself and disarm it. Neutralize its acids. Serve as a charcoal filter for its smog. Suck it up, put on a straight jacket, and turn it over to God so that when you breathe out again, the air is pure. Now, there's a lot to think about there. Basically, what Barbara Brown Taylor is saying, turn it over to God. Bring it into the center where God lives, where love lives. We are called to love when it's easy, but we are also called to love when it's hard. We are called to love when our first thoughts are for retaliation. And we are called to love when we want to shake our fist rather than open up our hearts. On Kids Church this afternoon at noon, I'm going to be covering the story of Paul and Silas. They were thrown in jail. And while they were in jail, there was an earthquake. The doors opened. Paul and Silas could have left. But they knew that if they had left, their enemy, their jailer, would have been put to death by the Romans. And so they chose to stay in jail as an act of love towards their enemy, the jailer. So Memorial Day gives us pause. It gives us a time to honor those who have died. And it also gives us a time to consider and pray about new ways to go forward. Memorial Day gives us time to again consider the words of General Patton. General Patton's words were on that video at the very beginning, but they may have gone by. General Patton's words, "It is foolish to mourn the men who died. Rather, we should thank God that such men lived." And I'm just going to clean that up a bit. It is foolish to mourn those who died, men and women, but rather we should thank God that such men and women lived. And so that's what we are doing today as part of this Memorial Day service. We are gratefully thanking God from the bottom of our heart that we were blessed by the great gift of these men and women who selflessly served and gave their lives. And we give thanks and praise for all of them. But we also understand that God calls us to learn how we can love from the center of our beings so we never have to send our beloved sons and daughters, husbands and wives, fathers, mothers, into war again. I don't have an answer. God has an answer to that. And so, Royal Oak, beloved community, we pray to God that God give us guidance and clarity and strength and sustenance. In Jesus' name, amen.